As it turned out, I was unknowingly in the eye of last week's Boston Marathon storm. On Wednesday, 2 days after the bombs, I drove to Cambridge with my friend Janet Whalen to attend an annual classmates' dinner at the Harvard Faculty Club that evening. As it turned out, we arrived early, so I spent an hour or so walking around Harvard Square, visiting bookstores and old haunts. It was, you may remember, a beautiful spring day, April at its best, April, the cruelest month. At one point, I sat in an outside cafe in the square, sipping a cappuccino and perusing Open, Close, Open, the last collection of poems by Yehuda Amichai, Israel's leading contemporary poet. The first poem in the book is called The Amen Stone. It describes an old man gathering up splinters of gravestones in an old Jewish cemetery, cleaning and fitting each fragment together in an effort to make each stone whole again. It's a beautiful spring afternoon. 2 days after the bombs that killed and maimed and injured the innocent, people stroll within a few feet of me, talking, smiling, laughing, texting, begging for food, carrying flowers or blue-tinted transparent bags of freshly dry-cleaned clothing on hangers. A lone busker plays a trumpet somewhere. The tune is not sad. It is not Taps. Already the ubiquitous phrase, "Nothing will ever be the same," sounds somewhat forced. I wonder, how different would it feel if 300 had died instead of 3, or 3,000? Dylan Thomas famously wrote, "After the first death, there is no other." I'm not so sure. The late afternoon light leans palpably against the centuries-old brick walls in Harvard Yard. Later this evening, the Red Sox will play the second of 3 games in Cleveland. They've been doing well lately. 2 days later, this peaceful scene, unknowingly momentary, would be shattered again as a new wave of violence crashed through the Boston area, sweeping the streets clean, forcing its residents inside until the final denouement Friday night. We had been in the eye of the storm without knowing it. Who can forecast such future weather? All we can do is prepare for it as best we can without losing our souls.